From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Public Health confirming 4 new cases of COVID-19, bringing to 61 the total number of Humboldt County residents confirmed to have the virus. One resident and one staff person at Alder Bay Assisted Living Facility in Eureka tested positive over the weekend, one of which was reported in the daily test results on Saturday. Three close contacts of the staff person also tested positive for the virus. None of those close contacts are associated with the facility. Following information that a staff person tested positive, all other residents and all but two staff members were tested for the virus. All came back negative, and the two remaining staff members will be tested. Public health will continue to monitor everyone at the facility for at least the next 14 days and will conduct follow-up testing during that time. Humboldt State University's Class of 2020 celebrating in an unusual way with three virtual commencement ceremonies coming up on Saturday. On the day of the commencement, HSU will be broadcasting a video for each college on YouTube, including messages from students and faculty, a student music performance, and addresses by President Jackson and others. Ceremonies will be broadcast the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences at 10 a.m., College of Natural Resources and Sciences at 1 p.m., and the College of Professional Studies at 4 p.m. HSU is hoping to be able to hold an in-person commencement ceremony possibly next spring, but given circumstances due to COVID-19, the virtual ceremony will be the first step in recognizing the class. Well, PG&E now conducting its Enhanced Systems Inspections Program in Humboldt and Mendocino counties using drones and helicopters along electric transmission lines. The Systems Inspection Program helps to identify wildfire risk, one of many initiatives the utility's undertaken to protect grid safety and reliability. This year, the company plans to inspect more than 15,000 miles of its electric lines and are also planning to inspect additional line miles in non-high fire threat areas. The inspections will occur through the end of the year. Also, PG&E is notifying customers along several transmission lines throughout Humboldt County about the drone and helicopter flights via postcards or automated calls, areas like Garberville, Maple Creek, Hoopa, Rio Dell, Blue Lake, and others. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team serving a search warrant to investigate illegal cannabis cultivation on Francis Grove Lane in Miranda. During the service of the warrants, they took out about 17,000 growing pot plants. No arrests were made during the service of the warrant. The case will be forwarded to the DA's office for review. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.